Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things. Before we get to them, a quick reminder that you can listen to win a pair of passes to the Fantasy Football Forum on August 17th at Treasures Gentlemen's Club with the ultimate fantasy girl, Lisa Ann. Every day this week, 7 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m., we are giving away passes to what's going to be a very fun Friday night at Treasures with Lisa Ann, talking some fantasy football. All due respect, who would like to go first? Rich, do you want to lead off? Clint, would you like to lead off? Would you guys like to arm wrestle for it?
Take the run. Run with it, Rich.
I can do that.
Fire away, Rich.
My story comes from Dubai.
Oh, I hear good things.
And it's about a 25-year-old British tourist who was in Dubai visiting some friends. His name is Farah Hashi. And Farah Hashi decided that he was going to spend about $1,500 to rent a $350,000 Lamborghini for 2 days.
Say the numbers again.
He was going to drop about $1,500 American to rent a Lamborghini Huracan, H-U-R-A-C-A-N, for 2 days in Dubai. It's expensive, but it's a $350,000 car.
But and if you got the means, you know, there's some people, 15 grand is, you know, that's pocket change for them.
Yep.
Yeah.
And apparently he really enjoyed himself over those 2 days.
I would too.
In the rental car, because he apparently was driving on the Sheikh Zayed Road in his Lamborghini at reported speeds of up to 150 miles per hour on one of the mornings where he had custody of the car.
You ain't renting a Lamborghini to drive in the right-hand
lane. Yeah, the man's got a plan.
What Hashi didn't know when he made his plan is that there are speed cameras that line that route. And those cameras managed to capture the Lamborghini no fewer than 33 times in a three-hour span in the range of 150 miles an hour. So, authorities knocked on his hotel door the next day, and the fines for the speeding violations he committed come to $45,000 American.
Yeah.
$45,000 American. Here's the thing, though. In Dubai, traffic fines accumulated on a rental car are the legal responsibility of the company that owns the vehicle.
Oh, well, that okay. Well, that's...
Which is ridiculous.
Unlike
but
the
that's
United
the law.
States, where you get pinned with anything that happens in that car.
Yeah.
Did he do his due diligence and know that before he executed his plan?
I don't know if he's that smart, because here's the current state of events, state of affairs. He's still in Dubai. He's still in possession of the Lamborghini because the car company is in possession of his passport. He can't leave.
Oh, so he's stuck in Dubai. Okay, there may be a negotiation.
Well, they can't hold his passport hostage.
That's what's to be determined.
I mean, that can't be legal.
That's what's to be determined.
Clint, I don't know if you know this, but in other parts of the world, they seem to make up their own rules from time to time.
Hey, the couple years I played over in Europe, I fell in love with America when I had to play 2 years in Europe now.
That's it.
Ooh, leave. All these people that think America's bad, go over to Scotland for about 3 months. You'll come back. You'll kiss the ground when you get back over here, I guarantee you.
I'm with you. I can't imagine it's otherwise.
Yeah, that ain't it.
So I think that the stupid people doing stupid things in this story are actually the owners of the rental car company that put themselves in a position where they could be facing fines of $45,000 American based on local law. With all due respect, give the guy his passport, and I'll tell you what. If I was spending $1,500 to rent a $350,000 Lambo for a couple of days, you're damn right I'd be going 150
miles and if
an
I
hour.
Owned a $350,000 car to rent, I would know the traffic laws.
Yeah.
Particularly the speed laws.
Maybe they give him his passport back, but he has to take defensive driving in Dubai.
Oh, man.
All right, guys. Mine has pretty similar. Some similar topics there.
Okay. It
has to do with a camera, but it's right here at home, guys. It's actually near Alvin, Texas.
Oh, right in our backyard.
Right in our backyard. Two men who stole a 50-inch TV from a home fled with the stolen device on a motorcycle. There's actually a video that goes along with this one. This 50-inch TV is sandwiched between these two dudes. People driving down the road were videoing them from behind them, not knowing they stole it, but just thinking, this is odd. These guys are driving the street.
That's one of those, when you see it, like, oh, what could possibly go wrong here?
Right. So to add to it, the Brazoria County Sheriff's Office said security camera footage shows the two men, before they got on the motorcycle, at the home, there was obviously security cameras,
right,
at a Manville home, on a motorcycle, take a TV that had been screwed into the cabinet of a back patio. So obviously they did not do their research and realize that they were on camera stealing a TV in broad daylight on the back patio of someone's home. Multiple witnesses snapped photos and videos of the unusual sight, and police said deputies followed the motorcycle for a time. Now here's the kicker. They didn't catch them, guys. They're still loose.
Oh, really?
So with all due respect, you will get caught. But with all due respect, understand there's probably about 15 videos of you out there, including security footage.
Yes.
And you're carrying around a 50-inch TV stolen off the back patio of a home in broad daylight.
If the motorcycle's got a license plate, they could have a problem.
You got to do more. You're on video. You got to do more research than that. So right now, good news is for them, I guess, they're still free. Bad news is there's multiple videos circulating of two grown men with a 50-inch TV sandwiched between them riding a motorcycle. I don't even want to ride a motorcycle with either of you guys.
Yeah, no.
Like, I ain't getting on the...
Feelings mutual.
TV no, or I'm no the, TV, yeah. I'm not straddling you guys and hanging on. There's no TV worth that.
It's a
so.
Little weird.
I've never driven one. I've been a passenger on one. It'll never happen again.
Well, was there a TV between y'all?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
These 50-inch TVs, they make them like they're... you know, like they're Snickers bars nowadays.
Yeah, they're light.
They're relatively cheap if you go to the right place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there, remember
there's
back?
No, there's no hiding 50 inches, Sean. It was big now.
Yeah.
No, save that. There's no hiding 50 inches.
No, back
Clint
in the
Sterner.
Trust me, I've been trying
August
to do it for 40 years.
Oh, there it is. 4 o'clock open.
Back in the day, that's $8,000 or $10,000.
Yeah.
Back in the day when these type of TVs first came out.
My first big purchase after I got out of college, I had a pretty good sales job. I was decent at what I did, so I made a little money, not a ton. But my first big purchase was a big screen TV. Yep. That was what I was saving for, and it was probably $3,000. And this thing was a gigantic piece of furniture. It may as well have been a monument. You know what I mean? Like when I moved from Connecticut down here to Houston in 94, I needed to find somebody to help me move it. I had to have somebody help me move it upstairs. I had to basically, like, a friend of my ex-wife's help me move it up the stairs, and I had to, like, buy the guy dinner that night. You know, like, it was, like, just to move this thing, it was gigantic. And nowadays, like, we could take the one off the wall here and tuck it under our arm and walk out to the car like it's a briefcase.
Or
don't
in between
think I haven't
you
thought
motorcycle.
About it. Yeah, right. Strap it to a motorcycle.
Put it in your back seat. Don't bring your motorcycle
yeah,
that day.
No, don't worry about
it's
that.
It's a nice new TV, by the way.
In here, yeah, that's pretty. It's pretty good.
Yeah, add that to the all due respect. It was an outdoor TV. It's probably a bit weathered.
I just feel like there's easier ways to get your hands on a 50-inch TV that are not all that expensive nowadays.
No, I just don't know that there's quicker ways to get a hit.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's a quick in, quick out. Get me a hit, get gone.
You got it. You got it. Good job, Clint. All right, here is my story. Won't take very long here. The British Open was just a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, sure.
And for a while, Tommy Fleetwood, I think, was leading, or he was among the leaders.
Very close, yeah.
Yeah, I had him in my pool. And he disappointed me in many, many ways, Tommy Fleetwood. However, he did still wind up finishing 12th at the British Open, or as some call it, the Open Championship. And so he ended up winning, I love these golfers, $154,500. Not a bad payday. Now, if he had won, it would have been a seven-figure paycheck. But still, my guess is Tommy Fleetwood knows that the lights are going to stay on at night in his house.
You betcha.
Right. So he won $154,500, and I've always wondered, like, how they pay these guys. Do they hand them a check? You know, do they do a big cardboard check for everybody in a private ceremony? Do they direct deposit it? How do they do it? Well, I found out how they do it. They direct deposit it into the player's account. There was just one problem for Tommy Fleetwood. Well, I should say this. There was one problem for the Tommy Fleetwood that finished 12th in the British Open. Huh. The problem was there's another Tommy Fleetwood out there. And it's Tommy Fleetwood, who's a little older and happens to be a professional golfer.
Wow.
Yeah. Come on.
I know there's two of them.
Yeah, the money was sent to some guy at Greg Thorner Golf on Twitter, and he even put up a picture of it. And the guy said, no joke, a friend received Tommy Fleetwood's Open Championship winnings in his bank account last week. They have the same name, and he was a PGA pro, but still, how does this happen? Didn't believe him until I saw it. Good thing he's an honest guy. Here's what happened. By the sound of it, the non-British Open Tommy Fleetwood is a pro golfer in Florida. So I guess technically this is a Florida story, actually. Oh. Yeah, give me some banjos there, BMAC. according to the website The Guardian, he was born in 1959, so he's approaching 60, and reportedly he's tried to qualify for senior events in Europe. So it's kind of a reach to say he's a pro golfer, but he's a pro golfer.
Yeah. He's pro enough for the PGA to have his bank account on file.
Where he's still in their system,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that's what happened. You're wondering what Tommy Fleetwood, the real Tommy Fleetwood or the more famous Tommy Fleetwood thinks? He wasn't sweating the mistake. Quote, I honestly didn't know anything about it. I wouldn't even know if I'd been paid or not because I don't really look. It looks pretty genuine, and they're looking into it. I'm sure they'll feel pretty bad about it. It's a funny story. With all due respect, screw you, British Open Tommy Fleetwood. And the fact that $154,000
not a blip on the radar
lands in your account the same way I'm pumped when I get my 38 cents worth of interest in my Schwab account every month.
I'm not gonna miss it. I will miss it if Netflix overcharges me $8.99
right,
or something. But I 154 G. I'm checking that one, boys.
Yeah, exactly.
Good gosh, Tommy.
Yeah. This $9.99 from the WWE Network. But 154K. So, all due respect, the person I'm most angry with is British Open Tommy Fleetwood.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, pshaw, 154K.
Must be nice.
Must be nice. Exactly.
Must be nice. All right. That was all due respect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.